Welcome to Cannabis Health Radio, a podcast where we share stories from people around the world who are using cannabis as medicine. The information is meant to raise awareness about the health benefits of cannabis, but should not be taken as medical advice. Now, here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
Over the years, we've heard some incredible stories of healing on this podcast, and today we have another one. Our guest today was diagnosed with anal canal cancer that invaded her vagina and two lymph nodes. With her various treatments, including cannabis oil, the original tumor is gone. And joining us from Vancouver, Washington, to tell her story is Susan Scarbeck and her husband, Steve. Susan, thanks for doing this. It's very brave of you to tell your story. We greatly appreciate it.
Oh, sure. I'm just so happy to be here. I've told Corey I dreamed of, you know, one day sending her a message that I got the same reaction she did, and didn't believe it really happened, but thank God it has, and I'm still in awe and shock and thrilled.
That's great. Now, are you now totally cancer free
They didn't give me the all clear NED, whatever you want to call it, but she was very enthusiastic. There were three doctors that, you know, I've worked with, and said that she would say 90% chance that it has been resolved, but in 3 months' time, when I go back for more scans and scope, she would, you know, seem confident that she would be, they would be saying 100%. So that's what I'm, you know, looking forward to.
And told you that you should go out and celebrate that night.
Yes, she was giddy. This was the doctor who did the scope, and it was nice. I didn't have to be put under, so I was able to see on a TV screen, and she was just giddy and just, you know, just in shock, really. Like Steve said, he was there, and she was just so enthusiastic. And, you know, and I did say, I've done some other things. I went through 6.5 weeks of radiation. They wanted me on two chemos. I refused one and did take an oral chemo, but just for 3 weeks. I was supposed to do it the whole 6.5, but I broke out in a horrendous all over body rash that lasted for weeks. So I stopped everything at that, other than, I stopped everything. And other than radiation, I did finish that and then waited till the rash cleared up and then started back on everything. But I contacted Corey, and when I was diagnosed the very, very end of last March, and I think I contacted her in May and started the oil, and nothing happened. I was stage two when I was first diagnosed. In August, it upped to stage four because of the invasion on my vagina, a couple of lymph nodes, and it was actually even going into my rectum. And I was faced with major, major surgery if this didn't work, of removing quite a few organs. And I, you know, I think that's why they were just flabbergasted. You know, I was hoping maybe it'd be half shrunk and lymph nodes, you know, maybe gone or shrunk. And that's why I think she was totally amazed. She kept saying, I really can't even find where this tumor was, and commented on how the tissue looked. I think even, you know, from radiation, all that can cause, I think, you know, she was thrilled that there didn't seem to be any, you know, noticeable damage there. And so all around, I think that's why she was saying I would go out and celebrate. And so I did tell her, I said, the only thing I told her that I was doing naturally or alternatively was the oil. And I said, I've been doing, you know, suppositories of THC, CBD, high dose oil. And she goes, oh, that's great. She was receptive to it. And so, yeah, like I said, she was My husband kept saying shocked. She was just like, she wanted to jump up and down. It was exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that surgery that she wanted to do was fairly major, wasn't it?
It was. I would have had, looking to my sigmoid muscle, which, you know, I would have had a colostomy bag removal, maybe even my rectum. My vagina would have been, you know, compromised. I don't know what would have been done there, but also said I probably would have had to have my bladder removed and a hysterectomy. So I was facing drastic surgery. And I do want to mention, I had treatment at Seattle at Fred Hutchinson mm-hmm. Cancer Center. And I did do proton radiation, which, you know, I don't know, you know, you might be familiar with it, but it mm-hmm. pinpoints where the radiation goes. So, you know, there was a much less chance of damaging surrounding organs. And, you know, supposedly it just pinpoints right where the cancer is. And but, you know, they still didn't know if even radiation would work, and I refused a chemo and only took the other chemo for, you know, less than half the time. And so, yeah, so I think all that put together, they were pretty surprised.
Susan, take us back to the point where you first felt that you had some health issues that needed to be dealt with.
Well, I thought I'd been pretty healthy. About 15 years ago, changed my diet fairly drastically by cutting out sugar, stopped eating corn, stopped drinking sodas, started looking at ingredients and trying to avoid, you know, a lot of the processed food, and, you know, cut down on sugar, just things like that. And I thought I was pretty healthy. I walked every day for 30 plus years. I mean, for an hour to 2 hours. You know, my weight has been good. And so, but I started having bleeding, and that was, you know, my sign. And I had just had a colonoscopy in March of 22 or April of 22. And I started noticing bleeding the fall, late summer, fall of 22, 6 months later. And so it just went on for months, and wasn't a lot, wasn't all the time, but more frequently than I felt comfortable with. I knew I had hemorrhoids, but I thought this was too much. So in March, I made an appointment with my gastroenterologist who had done the colonoscopy, and he just kept saying hemorrhoids, and you need to eat fiber and don't get constipated. I said, I don't, I eat fiber, I'm regular and all this. So I had to ask him to examine me, and immediately, you know, you know, and there was blood and everything. And so said I needed a biopsy, and so had one a couple of days later. And there, the rest goes from there. And I was very interested. I'm sorry, I just want to interject that I've always been interested in trying to be healthy and watch what I, you know, I would very rarely take Advil or anything. And so I was into, you know, alternative things and immediately started research. And I had heard about RSO. So just put that, you know, in the search and looked on Facebook and found some groups. And just one day somebody had mentioned, I see this name, Corey Yelland. That's my son's name, Corey. So I thought, okay, who's this lady? So I looked her up and listened to her testimony, cried the whole way through because it's hard to find other, you know, people. It's not the most common cancer like breast or mm-hmm. some of the others. And so I listened to Corey's testimony and I said, wow, I think this is an answer to my prayers. And the way I reached out to her and I bugged her and she finally, you know, I think talked to me just to get me off her back. And just, it's true, Corey. I just, you know, I was just shocked when you actually called me, because I know so many people just, you are looking to talk to you and get your advice and expertise. And I just, you know, that was an answer to prayer. So she's my hero and my guardian angel on earth. And then I did follow the protocol. I don't know if I can mention
I just want to clarify something, Susan. was it in March of last year that you were diagnosed with stage two, and then in August of last year, stage four?
Correct.
Yeah. And then we switched oils. We had been using a particular person's oil in the United States, and we switched products too.
Yes. And, you know, I won't mention her name, but I did go through about 2 months of horrible diarrhea. And I started thinking maybe I just wasn't absorbing the oil. It was, you know, so maybe it wasn't that exact oil. Maybe it was my body. I'm not sure. But when I did switch, yeah, I've used this oil since then, since when I contacted Corey again in August. So since August, I started using, other than that, about the 4 week break I took when I had the horrible rash, I've been using the other person's product.
So just so listeners know, what Susan's on is a 4-to-1 ratio, multi-strain of THC to CBD. How much are you doing of that, Sue?
I do 3 inserts, 2 rectally, 1 first thing, and then in the morning, and then I do an insert vaginally in the middle of the day.
Because you had that metastasis right through the wall, didn't you?
Oh, and I was also facing with a hole between my rectum and my vagina that, you know, was a huge concern of theirs. The radiation was going to cause, and that didn't happen. But other than that 4 week break, I've been using oil rectally and then vaginally just before bed, rectally, and a little bit orally at bedtime.
So you're doing approximately 1 gram.
Yes, I would estimate approximately 1 gram.
Gee, Susan, your story is absolutely horrific to listen to you tell it. I mean, my God, you have anal canal cancer and you get a hole through, to your vagina, and they want to cut out so many body parts.
Yeah.
It
would have been a shell.
You would have been. Steve, if you're there, how did you feel about all this?
Well, hi, how are you?
I'm good.
In 100% support of my wife. This lady is unbelievable in her research as well as her dedication to the process. And I'm there to completely support her.
And he did.
And I'm her cook, custodian, janitor. I'm her chauffeur. I'm always there at all the meetings. And I just want to listen and be a supportive
And that's person. A big part. You know, I had a huge support system, a lot of prayers and just, you know, family, friends, loved ones. And I just remember Corey telling me, first time I talked to her, you know, you're in shock and devastated and scared. And she said, you know, just tell yourself every day you're healthy, you're strong, you're loved, you're forgiven, you're
I am happy.
I wasn't feeling it, but I just kept telling myself. I heard Corey telling me that. I would tell myself.
Exactly.
And, I said, people love me and they want me here. And I just, when those negative thoughts would, you know, creep in, I would just try to drown them out with Corey's voice. I look at it as a miracle and just something I dreamed of and hoped of for. And
it's hard for some people. Sorry. Go ahead, Corey.
Well, I was just going to ask Steve, but actually both of you, was there ever a time, Steve, that you thought you were going to lose her, or Sue, was there ever a time that you thought just maybe you're not going to overcome this, or were you always real clear that it was just a matter of when you were going to overcome it?
Thank you for that. There's a lot of different ways you can lose somebody. You can lose somebody emotionally, spiritually, as well as physically. And I was trying to bring her back spiritually and emotionally to make sure, just like you said, this, you're going to overcome this. This is a fight we have together. I stuck by her side.
Answer her question.
And Yeah. I mean, this was a existential threat to our marriage and to our lives together.
And, you know, it ended up, I know it can break some couples apart and, are you still there? I lost.
Yep.
Okay. I don't see you now. I don't see anybody.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Okay. As long as you can hear me. Okay. So yeah, when I was, you know, the stage four and how it had invaded my vagina and all this, I was scared. And, you know, I had, you know, grandbabies and, I, you know, want to live a good long life. And, I was scared. I thought this could very well be the beginning of my end.
Well, I imagine it's hard for some people who don't have what you
yes.
have gone through to
yeah.
know how devastating this can be emotionally.
Oh, for sure. It really does. You start looking at everything differently and, you know, and you try to make these major changes. But, you know, I do want to bring up the fact that I know diet is important, but I didn't drastically change my diet at all. I couldn't because I lost so much weight. And, you know, people talk about doing the carnivore or vice versa, doing mm-hmm. just all plant. And I tried some of those and they made me, I think, sicker and weaker. And so I just went back to, and I remember that's something Corey had said too. She, you know, just watched what she ate, but wasn't, you know, fanatical about it and just tried to eat, you know, clean and as healthy as possible. And, you know, at first I was torturing myself because, you know, we'd go to family things and I can't eat that. I can't, you know, have that. And I, you know, I was very strict until I realized that I can't do that. So I didn't even, you know, I ate healthy for sure, but didn't change my diet drastically in any way.
No, you did that years ago, right?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you knew what was right for your body. That's
right.
One of the problems with specific diets is that everybody's different. Some people can
Correct.
Be vegan. Some people can be carnivore. And as long as you avoid junk food, processed food,
mm-hmm.
and eat healthfully, then your body will thrive. And
right.
I think that's what you've done. And
mm-hmm.
I think, Corey, when you listen to Susan, does it bring back memories of what you went through?
Good question.
Yes and no. Yeah. You know, I mean, I remember looking at that syringe of cannabis oil and thinking the syringe of quote unquote black shit. This is going to save my life.
Yeah.
Right. It was a little far fetched. So yeah, you know, I did want to touch on one thing. You know, one of the things that I do that Susan sort of touched on was I do talk to patients about the fact that, and she was talking about the fact this so impacts your life. And you don't really have an idea about that until you go through it. Like mm-hmm. it is a multi-level thing. When you have cancer, it affects virtually every aspect of your life and every aspect of every relationship in your life too, not just your love, you know, like your partner, but your friends, et cetera, et cetera. It's huge. There's so many levels to it. And if you haven't walked that walk, as empathetic as you can try and be, you really don't get it until you've done it.
Exactly.
Well, two things. So we gotta get
yeah, that's so right, Corey. It affected not just me, but, you know, my whole family. But in the end, it affected them in such a positive way. You know, we're closer and you know, maybe they appreciate me a little bit more.
Yeah. So what was your family's response when you started on cannabis, Susan?
Oh, my goodness. They were all for it. My kids absolutely laugh at me. I never smoked a joint. I never touched marijuana. And I was, oh my gosh, I was telling my daughter because her husband actually grew it for a while. But I don't know, people listening to this, they might figure out who. But so, you know, I was laughing when I told her that I was going to be interviewed on a cannabis radio show. I said, did you ever dream your mom would be, you know, become an expert on, you know, cannabis, marijuana, and Oh my gosh, she thought it was hilarious. But no, they were, and my son is very knowledgeable on cannabis. And he even, before I contacted, you know, Corey, went out and, you know, tried to get me some high quality, you know, oil. And yeah, they really were so supportive. And that helps Susan, too, you know, when you have family that,
yeah,
you know, they're not, you know, I know I've read so many people that their families just, there's no way you're going to do something like that. Or, you know, cause I took a couple of, you know, dewormers and, mm-hmm. and, you know, and some of them are, you know, you got to listen to your doctor and do just what he says. And now what
my, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're all pretty, my son, one son and daughter-in-law, they're the ones why, or my son is why we changed our diet, because he was having such health issues. He started doing all this reading and, you know, got into our pantry and said, you got to get rid of this and this and this. He was in college. So he's just thrilled. They all are.
Well, you know, family support is absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. And I've told this story before, and Corey will verify it. When we first started doing this in 2016, 2017, we interviewed an elderly woman, Corey, who had cancer that metastasized to a number of organs in her body. And she was taking... Sorry?
Is this the elderly lady with lung with mets to the liver? And
exactly. Brain? Yeah. And she was doing really well, and she was...
Yeah, we cleared her.
She was cleared, and then her family was opposed to cannabis.
Gosh.
And so she stopped, and later on she died.
No way.
What you're missing here is that they encouraged her to do radiation.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And that's when she died.
Well, you know, I do, you know, I regret, and I keep saying, I wish, you know, back in May when I first contacted Connie, and again, I don't know if it was that particular oil or if it was my body, but, you know, I thought, you know, why didn't it work back then before I, you know, had the radiation and all that. But I am thankful, you know, that we did find this Fred Hutch that does do proton. There aren't very many places that do proton radiation. And, you know, now my goal is to just try to stay as healthy as possible to, you know, counteract any long lasting effects from the radiation. And, you know, mm-hmm. I will be on this oil for life. I, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, it, and another thing, a lot of people can't afford it, but so thankful we're in a position where, you know, that's not an issue at all. And, you know, so mm-hmm. I, you know, I just feel for people and that can't. But.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly an educational process in telling people about the health benefits of cannabis, mm-hmm. particularly politicians and
yes.
and doctors.
Yes.
That is a very difficult process that's going to take many, many years. Yeah. And how do you feel physically now compared to, let's say, prior to being diagnosed?
Well, mentally and emotionally.
right.
Yeah, it was so much better. And, you know, in the back of your mind, there still is a little doubt, a fear or whatever. But I try to stay, you know, positive and feel, telling myself I've been healed, not just maybe. I'm trying to tell myself, yes, I have been healed. Mm-hmm. And I did, my biggest complaint now, I am still having issues. I lost so much weight and a lot of it was muscle mass. So mm-hmm. that's an issue I'm dealing with, kind of weakness in my muscles, trying to gain back weight and just build up, you know, muscle and, you know, get back there in that regards. But overall, you know, I feel, I have to say, great.
Yeah, and emotionally, you're doing well.
Yeah, the first few days, and then when I talked to Corey just the other day, she said it took her about 2 weeks to, you know, get used to that idea, and I think those first couple of days it was just a letdown of, you know, whatever is going on in my body, just a relief. And, you know, I actually felt, I don't want to say down, but just exhausted, maybe is a good word. And I think just trying to process it all and realize that, you know, this really happened. And I think as it's been a week now that I, you know, actually we got this wonderful news, and I think every day I'm feeling a little bit, you know, calmer and better and accepting that this did happen. And I'm on the road to, you know, 100% recovery. So
what was your kid's response, Sue?
Well, you know, our oldest son that, you know, knew, you know, went out and got me some oil and tried to talk to me, was all for it. You know, he acted like, oh, yeah, I'm not too surprised. And, you know, they were ecstatic. And I don't know, almost like they weren't surprised.
So you have no problem sitting around smoking a joint with your kids?
Well, I haven't done that yet. No, I haven't done that yet. But yeah, I used to, you know, get upset at my daughter. But I've learned about how it's not this evil plant that, you know, so many people have been brainwashed to think it is.
Yeah,
my eyes have been opened.
Was that your attitude before you were diagnosed?
Oh, no. No, I thought it was a crutch, just like somebody needing alcohol. They need, you know, maybe a vice or whatever. And no, I knew that in the past I had heard of RSO, and I knew for cancer patients and, you know, things like that, I was all for it, you know, so medicinally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had no problem with it, but recreationally and, you know, I didn't know the benefits of it.
It's going to be an interesting time when you get the all clear, isn't it? It's
It is.
I mean, it's party time after that, for a day.
Oh yes, because you know you really give up everything. You know, we didn't travel for the last 10 months, and a lot of things. You know, we didn't go out to dinners. You know, we denied ourselves of a lot of pleasure, and so we're going to make up for it this summer. And once, you know, our winter weather here in the Pacific Northwest is a little bit nicer.
Well, one of the things that you will do is you'll take a maintenance dose every single day, right?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so many people go off it, and then their issue comes back.
Hmm. Wow. But, no, I am not going to stop what has helped me, and I look at it as a natural medicine now, and you know, I don't look at it as a drug, and I look at it as something that can heal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that.
Sorry, because I thought you were done there. What would be, if you had anything to say to somebody who received a cancer diagnosis, what would you say to them?
Research, pray, get a support system together, look at your lifestyle, and you know, just examine why is this happening, and then just try to focus on positive and, you know, what you're going to do when you're healed. And try to stay as positive as you can. And, you know, in retrospect, it wasn't easy, believe me. And it's easy to say now, but I know somebody going through this. I know how hard it is when you hear those words that you never think you're going to hear, especially when you think you're somewhat healthy. But I just looked at it. There was a purpose for this, and I'm going to use it for good. And I give praise and glory to God for answered prayer and for guidance, because I, like I said, Corey was an angel, was sent my way. She is an angel. She didn't fly down here, but she is an angel. And, you know, it's people like that that just came into my life, and you just have to look for it. And it will, Yeah, it just, I have to think it happened for a purpose, and I'm looking at the positive reasons why it happened. And, you know, and
Susan,
looking back,
has your husband Steve tried it?
Well, when he was young, he's okay. He has to, yeah, he'll tell you a quick story. I know time's almost up, but
no, that's
yeah.
We can
yeah,
keep
I
going.
Tried the RSO one night on an end of a toothpick. Took it before bed, yeah. Woke up the next morning, and wow, I thought I was back in the 60s. It was remarkable. It's very, very strong. And of course, I'm susceptible because I didn't build up a resistance to it.
Yeah, he
so,
was
So I
dumb.
Was a little leery, and obviously maybe I just took too much of it, but it was very, very strong.
And he, you know, that's caution to your caregivers that, you know, so, and some will say, you know, I'm going to go along, you know, a woman gets her hair shaved off, and so their, you know, their spouse does, or child, whoever. And so, yeah, be careful if you're going to go along, do what the cancer patient person is doing. Build it up slowly, because, yeah, I had a hard time too. I had some bad reactions, some horrible, my blood pressure dropped horribly low, and that was a warning that if you do tend to have low blood pressure, be very careful about starting slow. So that's what you have to do, is, you know, when you're doing it orally, and then even, you know, if you're going to do it rectally, read up on exactly how to do it, because there is a certain way. So
yeah, it's very strong stuff. Steve's story is very similar to mine, and it's it's not the pot that we smoked in the 60s, is it, Steve?
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's an ounce of the stuff, and I might get high back in the 60s. And, of course, I'd probably have the seeds and the stems with it, too, so back then.
Yeah, it's remarkable stuff. And Susan and Steve, I'm so happy to find out that you're well on your way to, let's say, normality again, and being
maybe
normal, and you both have a remarkable support system. How long have you been married?
We had 40 years last June.
40 years.
Ups and downs, but, you know, we stuck together, and like I said, this, you know, brought us back together, really. I mean, not that we were apart, but, you know, when, I guess when you think you're going to lose somebody, it changes how you see them. And it changed me how I look at him. You know, you take him for granted. And he was my huge, huge, huge support system. And I know so many people don't have that. And I
Do you know why? Do you know why he was your support system? Because he loves you.
Yeah, I learned that.
I love her now more than I did before.
Yeah, he's.
Because I realized the strength she had, the courage. I was there every day, and I'm telling you what, this woman is a remarkable person. She just went through this, the ups and the downs, the discouragement, the emotional, spiritual doubts. She went through it. And she's a much better person now because of this, I think.
That's very
nice.
Yeah,
I think we all are.
Thanks for doing this, guys. We greatly appreciate it.
Oh, gosh, it was wonderful. And like I told Corey, I dreamed of this from the time I met her. I mean, maybe not being on this radio show. I didn't know about it until later. But just I dreamed about letting her know and thanking her, and I'm going to be on cloud nine all day.
Before we go, I want to let our listeners know that you can help us spread the word about the amazing, often life-saving health benefits of cannabis just by sharing the podcast, writing a review, or rating us. We very much appreciate the help of everyone who's done that already. And we really like the 5-star ratings. We'd also like to thank those of you who support the show by making a one-time donation or a monthly donation on our Patreon page, which you can do for as little as $5 a month. It helps to keep us running. You'll find out how to do that on our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Thank you for your support. It means so much to us. And we'll be back again next week with another episode of Cannabis Health Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cannabis Health Radio. For more information and to search previous podcasts, visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Subscribe so you don't miss new episodes. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This podcast is made possible by donations from our listeners. If you found the information helpful, please consider making a donation in any amount through our website. You can also help us share our message by leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. We are very grateful for your support. Thank you. Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Are you looking for the next great cannabis business to invest in? Then you need to check out the MJ Bulls podcast. Hi, I'm Dan Humiston. Join me each week as I speak to both cannabis entrepreneurs who are raising capital and cannabis investors who are investing capital. Our 10-minute episodes are perfect for the busy investor. Start listening to the MJ Bulls podcast today, wherever you listen to podcasts, and who knows, maybe you'll discover the next cannabis unicorn.